870-775-0623. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Well, presently, Howdy Doody is on the set, and he'll come into before the news whenever he wants, and then he retires, and we don't know where Howdy Doody goes, but Howdy Doody will appear occasionally. And this is The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are 1360khnc.com. Now, we're going to talk about, and we have been talking about, and others have been talking about, the news is filled with stories about the jab, or the, not the jab, the shots and vaccinations. And you know what's happening to the people that have the vaccinations and the problems they have with their health. They die. They're minding their own business. They fall over dead. And I'm not trying to make light of it, but the fact is the people that have been vaccinated with these poisons filled with worms, filled with parasites, filled with genetically modified properties, die. Now, I'm going to talk about the PCR tests that get shoved up into your nose to see whether or not you have COVID. This is an interview that Stu Peters had with Dr. Arianna Love, and I wanted to, the highlights of this conversation, it was about a 12-minute conversation. The PCR tests, according to Dr. Arianna Love, are not tests. They are linked with human cloning technology. Human cloning technology through your nose. They've never been about testing for COVID. They are a cloning device. They're not to test for COVID. It's a device that is used sticking something up your nose to close to the brain and dropping nanoparticles of evil in your sinus cavity. This has been admitted to by the National Institute of Health, which we cannot really say is an institute of health. It's an institute of sickness, an institute of death. And on their website, there was a study, January 19, 2015. Molecular, this is the name of the article. It's documented here. You can get it once again on podcasts if you don't have time to write it down. Molecular cloning using polymerase chain reaction, an educational guide for cellular engineering. The patents for the PCR test kits, they say in the patent, it is cloning technology. It is not about testing for COVID. It is a cloning device, cloning technology. It explains on the site how the cloning works. It's called vector DNA sequences. A vector is something that carries DNA into the cells. Vector DNA sequences. And fluorescent protein in the kit, which comes from insects, the firefly and the green fluorescent protein. The technology is very fast and efficient. According to Arianna Love, these parasites, these worms, get cut into pieces while they're in your system. What cuts them into pieces? Well, the graphene is like miniature razor blades. Something is in these DNA crystals that cuts these parasites, these worms, into pieces. And each of these pieces has a messenger RNA vector, again, worms, which are cut into pieces. In the study, in the black and the white, they reference it. They reference parasites and worms. These are the carriers of the messenger RNA. They are cut into pieces inside the body. These pieces are used to transfect the human genome. The DNA carried from these microorganisms are used to change humans. And my own thought is it's a form of evolution. They give, and this through gene mutilation. So it's a form of evolution. You're being changed. You're evolving because of your genes being mutilated. They're meant to change humans to clone humans. The vector DNA is prepared in E. coli. You know, we think E. coli is just out there some kind of a bacteria. No. It is a weapon. This DNA is carried through E. coli. And so that's the base. They talk about toxic genes in some of the PCR kits. Toxic genes. So in some of these PCR kits, they are using toxic genes. We'll get to this and we'll continue with it in just a little bit. But remember, you're being changed genetically from what you are to something that you never, ever intended to be. Rick Rodriguez.
Dad, Bob broke your beer.
No, I didn't. Doug broke it.
It was you.
Clean up the mess, boys.
I want you hosers to get me a fresh case of beer first thing in the morning.
You're going to drive me to drink, drive me to Country Liquors, eh? Located at 105 East Highway 2 in Kingsburg, right in the middle of town. Proud sponsors of Fake News Friday on every Friday from 2 to 4. Never drink and drive.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs, or racist cows, climate coaches, or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one.
and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
And because of what they're doing, it is the end for millions and millions of people. Christ said, in the years before he returns, especially the last decade, the world would be ill, sick, unhealthy. And these people involved in the Illuminati, following the orders of the devil, Satan has allowed the fallen angels to give them insight into the DNA and insight into how to destroy the DNA, how to infect humans with things created not in the Garden of Eden but created in laboratories. I'm going to continue with this article. The DNA carried from the microorganisms are used to change humans. It's a form of evolution again. It's a form of mutilation. Do all these test kits, do they contain this technology? I don't know if everyone does, but most do. You may want to consider, from this point forward, those that want to be tested and you feel that it's necessary to see if you have COVID-19, you better consider, you may not have COVID-19, but once you stick one of these things up your nose into your sinus cavity, you're going to put in there this new human cloning technology. I'm warning you. This is a warning. This is on the National Institute of Sickness's own website. You can go to their website and you can read this stuff. For you that you there are many in this audience, there are many that will hear this program that want to laugh and mock and think this is nonsense. Well, go ahead. Go ahead, tempt God. You will tempt God. Now that you're hearing what's in there from the own National Institute of Sickness's website, you're hearing what they are doing, how they're using this RNA, these worms, parasites, that are cut into pieces, that are carrying this DNA, carrying these through using E. coli, to change your DNA to make you something that you were not. So this is out of an article. Stu Peters. He had on a Dr. Arianna Love, and she's the one that presented this to Stu Peters on his website, stupeters.com. I got it off of beforeitsnews.com. Now, so also she goes on to say that the vector DNA is prepared in E. coli, and so that it becomes the base, and they're talking about toxic genes in some of the PCR kits. So some of these kits are using toxic genes. You can order tests online, you know, you can, but in the swab that they're using, there's artificial gene sequence. And these sequences delete certain genes in the human genome. So in other words, they want to turn off certain genes, and they want to trigger other genes that have been transferred to you through the swab. Then they code whatever they want to do with this messenger RNA, whatever it's coded with, now you've got the code. You've been coded. And all of them that are coated with this green fluorescent protein. And remember the movie years ago, 1984, 86, with The Fly? Remember that movie, The Fly? Well, this is what they're taking this fluorescent protein and putting it in you. Jeff Goldblum, the movie, The Fly. You should watch it. This was very prophetic, intentionally allowing people to know what they're going to do. Then Stu Peters asked the question, what's the goal? And Arianna Love stated, she said, they are changing the species. Quote, they are changing the species, are attempting to genetically modify humans and treating humans like animals. They use many different species, but in particular, the green fluorescent protein that comes from the firefly, which means they are turning people, listen to this, into hybridized humans with insect DNA. Now listen to this. Now they want to feed people with bugs. And these bugs that they want to feed to human beings, they have an outer shell. All the muscles are within. We have bones within an outer shell of flesh. These things have all the tender, the soft tissue inside with skeletons, with a hard, extremely hard outer shell. And these shells are toxic. The shells of these bugs are very toxic. When they break apart, they're like little knives. They cut, they tear. You eat these bugs, they're going to affect your digestive tract. Everything. They're not telling you that. This is the wickedness of these people. So anyhow, going back to the article. You become hybridized with insect DNA. You should see the movie tonight, The Fly. Jeff Goldblum. So they are there. He doesn't have to go into some kind of a device to be transferred. No, you just get a swab up your nose. They're transfecting, because we know from the study, another study she brings out of Sweden. She says in this study that the mRNA is transfecting and transcribing through reverse transcripting. Through reverse transcripting into the human genome. That means that people are becoming part insect. People are becoming part insect. A study out of Sweden. So if you've had that jab up your nose, and it's also, these properties are also in masks. And who knows what else they're in. So, reverse transcripting into the human genome. They're becoming part insect. You are carrying this code, insect DNA. Then Peters asks her, is this actively happening right now, or is this the plan for the future? Dr. Arianna Love, quote, no, not in the future. This is happening now. This is the purpose of the PCR tests kits, or these kits. They're not tests. The kits. Stu Peters, he was pretty shocked. If somebody has tested themselves, we know that the test, if it is a test, generally 97% false positive. So in other words, the tests are not even accurate. They're not even effective because it's not a test. It is a way to transmit DNA from fireflies into you so you become an insect. You know, I have to laugh. Some of my buddies when I was young, that's what we would, you know, we were nothing more than insects. We were just pests. But anyhow, going back to the article, they want everybody to believe they have COVID-19. If someone has administered this to themselves or they have done it to themselves, doesn't matter. Whoever hold, and then he asks, so people do this, who holds the patents? Where does the stuff come from? This is Stu Peter's question. And Arianna says, excuse me, from what I can tell you, all of the major brands are cloning technologies. Pfizer, AstraZeneca, all the major brands are cloning technologies. They say cloning inside the patent. The patent itself says it is cloning for the PCR kits. Peters asks her. So someone goes in, gets a PCR test two or three times. They get this swab shoved up their nose. What happens to her? And if so, if she should procreate, now you better stick around. And if she procreates, is that affecting the fetus that she's carrying? And after the child is born, how does it affect the child? Arianna Love. So, she states, I have clients that have been riddled with parasites, and not only parasites, but also these sort of Morgellons-like hydrogels. I've been studying Morgellons since 2006, 2005. Couldn't believe it, the people that were getting sick by this stuff. Polymers or hydrogels. They're also called Marcellas. They are laced on the PCR test, on the kits, on the swab. This is self-replicating nanotechnology. And these parasitic organisms are generally modified. They are riddled with parasites. These individuals can feel these things crawling inside their bodies, under their skin. These are people who have never taken the jab, but they took the swab. They had the PCR swabs shoved up their nose. They can detox, and people, she said, it's important for people to know that you can detox from this. I remember down in Denver, you could drive up and roll down your window if you're the driver, and if there was a passenger, roll down your window. They would shove these things up your nose, take your whatever, your information, shove them up your nose. So you go right to them, and they shove them up your nose. They're transfecting you. It's a cloning device. And people were driving up, and the cars in lines to get this jab. And they think, well, I want to make sure I don't get the COVID-19 because I can die. Well, now they're not going to die because they don't get COVID-19, but now they're going to become an insect. They're going to be cloned, and their bodies inside are changing from what was once a pure human to a human plus whatever. Whatever is in this swab. Now, she said that people can detox from these things, and that's important for people to understand that, so people have hope. The Lord Jesus said at the end of the world, the world would be sick. It would be ill. But the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. So there are ways for people to detox from these things. They would not create this if they did not have the way to detox themselves, if they didn't have an antidote. I watched the second Transporter movie with Transporter, the guy from England. And they infect everybody with a certain virus, and they have an antidote. That's what they do before they create anything. They antidote it. They Jason Stretham. That's what they do before they create. As they create it, they make sure there is an antidote because they want to live while we die. We become insects and they stay humans. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khse.com for podcasts.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. Call Alice.
And I know that I do want to thank Pure Blood Mike for supporting this program for, geez, I think about a year. Trying to remember. Well, at least for about 100 plus 150 maybe times at the microphone here. And if you want to also support me, KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534 and here at the station. And then on your check, the memo section, put on there for the present truth. And that way I know who supports, and I can send you a thank you. And there are many that have supported, and I have your names and numbers, and I haven't called to thank you. I've got to get to that. I apologize. But thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for your support for the present truth. Okay, and now going back to this here. I don't think you want to be an insect. I don't think you want to be cloned. You don't want to become something that you're not. You're human, and you want to stay human. You don't want to be human plus a pig, plus a goat, plus a worm, plus an insect. And if you have had these jabs, again, Dr. Arianna Love said there are protocols to help you to detox from these things. Now, that's a protocol for the jabs. Now, for the there are protocols also if you've been inoculated. Christ said there would be a way. He gives hope to mankind. I have to bring the Lord Jesus into this. I have to. Because in the time in which we are in, yes, you can trust, you can look to medical help, you can look to these different ways in which you can detox. It's not going to be just so you can stay healthy physically. This is a time where the world is moving into the darkest period of time in the occult influence of mankind ever in the history of the world. And the only cure for you swearing allegiance to the devil is to repent, really a true repentance in your heart. For those that are in this world to bring misery upon the world, God will give you and still will give mankind an opportunity to repent, to turn away from it, to repent, to cease what you're doing, to receive the Lord Jesus, to ask Him to forgive you. He will wash you with His blood. He will give you eternal life. And then He gives you hope eternally. And you cease from your evil. It's not just a physical thing. There is a spiritual attack on mankind like never before. I put a spell on you, Creedence Clearwater Revival. There is a spell, according to Isaiah 25, that has gone out, a witchcraft, a type, a spirit of hypnotism that has gone out over the nations of the world to hypnotize people, to deceive people, to keep people from desiring to know the truth. If you don't want to know the truth, God says He will let you be deceived, and He'll choose how you're going to be deceived. You don't want to believe the truth about the vaccinations or the jabs? Well, then He'll allow you to be deceived by the vaccination and the jab, and you're going to suffer the consequences physically. God means what His word is clear. At the end of the world, deception on the nations like never before. A mysticism, a mystic fog, a hypnotizing effect. And how is that, you know, you get the jab, or you get the vaccination. That hurts you physically. But how are they doing this psychologically to you? What is the tool they're using? It's called mainstream media. Mainstream media that it was hijacked by British Pilgrim Society in 1909. Every single media, airwaves, now they've moved into, you know, the Patriot Movement, it is totally infiltrated by CIA, all the intelligence groups. If you don't know the Bible, you're going to be deceived. They're infiltrated. You go to beforeitsnews.com, you can see all the people there. Do you think all those people are, do you think any of those people might be part of the propaganda network? If you don't know the Bible, you're going to listen to people and believe people that are going to deceive you. You know, there's talk now by one of the men that prophesied about Donald Trump's first election. He's prophesying about Donald Trump's return. I say no. I say no. He is not getting his prophetic intel from God Almighty. He's getting it from his mind, from spirit, someplace else, but it's not in the Bible. Donald Trump is not going to return to office. He won't. His time is almost over. Does that mean maybe he's going to be assassinated or die? I have some theories on that or thoughts on that. I can't give them today because minutes. I'm running out of minutes. I need more minutes. It's like a repeating rifle. You only have so many bullets. I only have so many minutes. I want to present what I think is important. I have other articles I wanted to present to you today. I only have minutes. Each minute is just one way to affect you with truth. You're going to either be deceived or you're going to want to know the truth. If you don't want to know the truth, you're going to be deceived. And once you're deceived, I promise you, you're going to slip into a world where nothing that you believe is going to be true. God promises that if you don't want to believe the truth, He will choose the deception that is going to come upon your mind. So, if you have any sense at all, you will just tell God, you will just say, Dear God, God of heaven, please, I don't want to be deceived, so start to walk me out of my deception. And once you ask that, if you're totally deceived, He'll begin to walk you out. He'll walk you out of that deception, and He'll start to bring truth to you. And I promise you, once the truth starts to come, you're going to be healed. You're going to have a view of life and of the world like you've never had. It's going to be the healthiest thing you've ever had, the healthiest thing you've ever experienced. Nothing greater than knowing the truth and desiring to know the truth. The truth will make you free. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays. This weekend, Saturday, August 27th, making their return to the Spirit Stage, the Joy Jackson Band, led by powerhouse vocalist Joy herself. For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Stop the thing that you do. I said, oh.
a spell on the world. There has been a hypnotic effect put upon the nations of the world, the people of the world, the people of this country, by the mainstream media, by the God-hating media. That's just the way it is. I'm going to get back to Dr. Arianna Love here and what she says. Okay, so then she says that the National Institute of Sickness, this is Stu Peters. Now, going back just one step, there is hope for those that have had the jabs, and there is hope for those that have had the vaccinations. But we're going to get into some heavy stuff here, so you got to hang on. So the National Institute of Sickness is admitting to the cloning technology. And Arianna Love, yes, absolutely. She states another National Institute of Health study, sickness and death study, about cross-species genomics. Cross-species genomics. Quote, targeted genome editing across species using ZFNs and TALENs, talens. This crosses the entire genome sequence, are available for numerous species. She says they have cross-spread humans and monkeys, humans and pigs, the pig in pen 32, humans and mice in the United States, in China, I believe in Canada, in the Ukraine, in the bio labs in the Ukraine, because it's a dark nation. She said, this isn't new. Now they are treating humans like animals. In a study, they are using worms. Worms are carriers for the messenger RNA. They are transfecting first with the green fluorescent protein, insect DNA, and then they are using these vectors, and a vector in the medical term is something used to transfect genetic information to the cell. So they're using these vectors, and in particular, they are targeting direct one on the X chromosome for deletion. What this does is it causes their offspring, the people that have been vaccinated and jabbed. Listen, if they can have children, which is very rare, a small percentage can. But this is also specified in the study. In their study, out of their words, of the National Institute of Health, this is not just Arianna Love stating this out of her own investigation. This is out of their own black and white paper. Specified in the study that these people, their offspring are mutant. The offspring, the child in the womb, and the child that is born is mutant. And she said the word that they use in the study is that exact word, mutant. So for you who have been vaccinated and have been jabbed, I would say do not conceive. Because what you're going to conceive and what is in your womb and what is going to be born, according to the National Institute of Health, if you've been jabbed and if you've been inoculated, what you're going to give birth to is mutant. I talked about this over a month ago, the black-eyed children that they're finding in Ukraine in these labs. And women and men, I know we have empathy, we have, you know, emotionally we can get involved because they're just little creatures. But you've got to remember, you have to use your reasoning. You cannot just think about, a cat is a cat, it's not human. A dog is a dog, a cow a cow, a bird a bird. Paul talks about it in the Bible. The Bible talks about it. There were specific species, fish, birds, cattle, plants have their own species. What these things are, they are not human. They are mutants. This is going to be hard for the people of the world to get in your mind. They are not human. They are mutants. That is the NIH, the National Institute of Health. I'm driving this home. Do not have children. Christians, grandparents who want their grandchildren to have babies, I'm telling you, we're at the end of the world. We are in a time where Christ, within a decade, all the hardships that were predicted in and prophesied about in the book of Revelation are upon us. They're not coming. They are upon us. This stuff here that I'm reading to you from these two individuals in this conversation, this is no joke. This is real. Then Peter says, who's they? Who uses that word? Arianna Love, the National Institute of Health. Stu Peters, you mean Tony Fauci, the National Institute of Health? Arianna Love, yes, that's right. That's on their website. Yes, absolutely. It says they can also create hermaphrodite sex, or they can also, the sex of the child, or the sex of this mutant, sex-deleting chromosomes, which you're not born male or female. This is right out of what Christ said in the Garden of Eden. Man was created by God in God's image, but man at the end of the world would be able to recreate what God did not create in the Garden of Eden, and anything that is recreated would be mutant, whether plant, whether animal, whether human. She says you can also make people without a sex androgynous, and then hermaphrodite. Another study says core cross-linked fluorescent worm-like micelles for glucose-mediated drug delivery. I'll get to that in a second. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, don't worry, be happy. They're only worms. I'm going to get back to, they're only bugs. They're only insects. We're being changed into brundlefly. Okay. Now I'm going to read that just before I finish that last segment. I'm going to read this over again. I apologize. I'm trying to write as fast as I can because I'm actually listening and writing, and I mess my words up. I have to really think about what I just wrote. Okay, she says, another study on the National Institute of Sickness and Death, or National Institute of Health, quote, core cross-linked fluorescent worm-like micelles for glucose-mediated drug delivery. What in the is this? Jiminy. She says that the molecules are worm-like. These are hydrogels made from graphene oxide for drug delivery that have been found on the PCR swab, on masks, etc. Now, she says at the end of the interview, it is out in the open. It's not a secret. It's on the National Institute of Health's website. And then Peters ends the visit. So, for all who say that Dr. Ariana Love is nuts, now the proof is on the NHI website. They are cloning you and turning you into adronomous mutants. In other words, these children that are going to be born are not going to have a male or female sex. They're mutants. Or hermaphrodite. And they can do whatever they want. You can be born without limbs. You can be born like a snake. Who knows what they're doing with these other creatures? And the people that are being, you know, we're the ones that are the people that are, they're doing the testing on us. So I had other things I wanted to get to. I apologize. I just ran out of minutes. There are some other things that I wanted to get to too, like 200 other things. But at least I got one. One is in the books. And this one here, I hope it helps you. If anybody calls you an insect, it might not be a joke. You know, we want to some degree have a little bit of humor while we're absolutely serious as can be. So the PCR tests dry in Denver, Colorado, right here in good old Colorado, along with other states in Colorado, right there, capital city. You drive into a facility and they say, roll down your window. They stick this thing up your nose, get your information, say, thank you. You are now going to turn into an insect. And then the next person, the next person, the next person, everybody in the vehicle. The hypnotism, the lie that people have fallen into because they don't want to know the truth, because they trust these people like Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci is going bye-bye. Why? Because he's done his work. He's done. There's nothing more to do. It's that very soon, he's going to that insect, in my opinion, is the big insect. He's going to go to insect world, and he's never going to return. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Talk to you tomorrow. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.